morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, July 26th, 2018. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, expect combined seas 2 to 3 feet high through tomorrow. Seas are going to temporarily build to 5 feet during those max ebb current times, and even 6 feet. It's between 5 and 6 feet on the Columbia River bar during those max ebb current times that I'm always telling you about. And we have one around 4:30 this morning, another around 5 this evening, and another around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So about every 12 hours, about halfway through the outgoing tidal cycle, the speed of the water in the river reaches kind of a crescendo, the combination of a falling tide and the natural outgoing current. And when that all that slams into the ocean at the mouth of the Columbia River, it can create some really hazardous conditions, sneaker waves, eddies. I've been out there on the bar at a tidal change, and it's amazing how much the sea conditions can change in a matter of just 10 minutes. So that's why it's in the marine weather forecast, really to warn you to stay away during that time unless you are in the Coast Guard, a bar pilot, or a very, very experienced person who knows what they're doing out there. So at any rate, that's what's happening in the marine weather forecast. Today we're going to be talking also about dredging on the Columbia River, going to be happening beginning August 1st, maintenance dredging at the mouth of the river. So what's that all about? We'll talk about that. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, we have 7 in the Astoria Anchorage area, and we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea across that Columbia River bar today. Our first arrival in the river is the Jasmine A. She's picking up wheat. She's arriving from South Korea. She'll be in the Astoria Anchorage before she eventually heads upriver. Probably got there at about 6:30 a.m. to anchor. The Bulk Honduras is arriving from Port Angeles. She's headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She also is a wheat ship. And she'll arrive in the anchorage at about 9:30 a.m. No, actually about 11 a.m. You'll probably see her out there. She'll cross the bar at about 9:30 a.m., but it takes about an hour and a half for a ship to get from the mouth of the river to the downtown waterfront in Astoria. We have the research vessel Falkor. She's doing research off in the ocean in our area. She'll be at the port of Astoria probably by about 4 p.m. today. The Pacific Hope is arriving from Japan. She's headed for Kalama. She could have steel on board. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. on her way to Kalama. The Serene Sky is arriving from Honolulu, and she's on her way to Vancouver, Washington. Not sure quite what her cargo is, but she'll pass Astoria in the early hours after midnight on Friday morning. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Great Rainbow is leaving from the anchorage, headed to the Port of Portland to pick up potash. She'll be heading out around 9. The Bettis is leaving the anchorage to go to Kalama, picking up corn, soy, or wheat there, so an agricultural cargo. She'll be leaving around 3 p.m., so about 5 hours later, you'll see her in Kalama. The Bulk Honduras, which is arriving today, will be in the anchorage until about midnight. And so she'll be there for about 12 hours, and then she'll head upriver to Vancouver to pick up wheat. The Arcturus, the Angelic Zephyr, the Crystal Star, and the New Aspiration are all awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront. And in our outbounders, the Ipsy Colossus, that's a great name, isn't it? She's heading out of Portland with wheat on board around 10 a.m., so about 6 hours later, you might see her pass Astoria outbound. The Scarlet Eagle is leaving Kalama, also with wheat, leaving around 11, so about 5 hours later, maybe passing Astoria if she leaves at that time. The Tramo Bauman is leaving Kalama. I think she could have come in with steel on board, another steel vessel, steel carrying vessel. She'll probably leave about 1:30, and that would put her past Astoria about 6 p.m. The M.A. Oldendorf is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving about 3 p.m., so maybe about 9 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Aqua Gemini is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 6 p.m., so midnight, maybe passing Astoria. The Serba is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving around 9 p.m., so maybe about 2 a.m. on Friday morning, rather. And the Argent Daisy is leaving Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker, leaving about 10:30 p.m., so about 6 hours later. Might see her outbound past Astoria. And the ship we're tracking right now is the Seven Seas Highway. She left, she's a car carrier that left the Columbia River earlier this week with Toyotas on board. She is now in Westminster, British Columbia, which is on the Fraser River near Vancouver, Washington, delivering cars. New Westminster is a big car port up there in the British Columbia area. Let's talk about dredging. I got this notice from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers who handles dredging on the river. They're going to begin operations dredging at the mouth of the Columbia River on August 1st. So they're letting commercial and recreational fishermen know that they're going to be out there and to, you know, to be aware that there will be a ship, a big ship, essentially appearing to be stationary, sort of hovering over the bottom, but actually vacuuming sand and silt off the bottom. So this is a very high-tech ship. If it is the Essayance, that's the name of the ship. She's an Army Corps of Engineers dedicated dredge. She's owned by the Army Corps of Engineers. Could also have a contract dredge out there. The Army Corps sometimes hires outside companies to come in and do this maintenance dredging. But say, if you see a ship that is not anchored, doesn't have an anchor off the bow out in the area of the bar. Of course, ships don't anchor out there anyway. So if you see a ship that's very stationary, that is probably the Essayance or a ship like her. And so what those vessels do is they have big arms that go down, telescoping arms that go down from the side of the ship on the bottom, and they vacuum. They have special heads on them, and they vacuum up silt and sand off the river bottom. And they help keep the ship channel open. So the ship channel has to be dredged to a certain amount of feet. I think it's here in a little bit upriver. It's 43 feet all the way up to Portland. But it's deeper there out at the Columbia River Bar because the ships, they have to, I think it's 55 feet in some places out there in the channel because they have to allow for the waves going up and down there. So the area is deeper. So they're maintaining it because if they didn't, it's like house cleaning. They go out and vacuum up because if they didn't, there's so much silt being dragged down the entire length of this river by the current every day that within a couple of years, I remember interviewing a pilot about this a few years ago, within a couple of years, the river would become impassable for ships if they were not doing this maintenance dredging. So they are constantly, so the Army Corps of Engineers has a big map divided into kind of blocks of areas that need to be dredged, and they allocate the dredging, and the ship uses computers and GPS to hover over places on the bottom, and so that they're dredging the right areas. And they take that sand and water, and they put it into what's called a moon pool. At least that's how it looks. That's what they call it when you look at it from the deck. It's a big holding tank inside the ship. And then they take it and put it in designated dredge spoil areas and dump it. And there are whole islands on the Columbia River that are actually made of dredge spoils completely. So lots and lots of dredging goes on. It's really essential in order to keep the ship lanes open. And so when you see that ship, it's doing a very specialized, very important job that we hardly ever see. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.